Hello.
Hello.
Hello. May I speak to Renee?
This Still? Is she who's...
My name is Liz, and I'm calling with Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in your area, and I'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, can you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place that you can talk safely?
Well, it depends on how long you want to talk.
It takes like about 10 minutes. I mean, it doesn't take long. In which state do you currently live?
Well, you're calling me. You don't know?
Okay, we're trying to reach people in California. Do you live in California?
Well, yeah, that's my area code.
Do you live in the city of Stockton or outside the city of Stockton?
I live in the inside. That's what 209 means.
Thank you. And what is your zip code where you live?
207.
Thank you. Now, are you or is there anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, political party, or by a political office?
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of school, college, or university, or a member of a teacher's union or a teacher's association?
Well, I used to be.
Okay, but you're not anymore?
I don't pay anything anymore, no.
Okay, in what year were you born?
45.
Thank you. Which one of the following best describes you? A man, a woman, or do you identify yourself in some other way?
A woman.
To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background? Ma'am?
I said no.
Okay. For statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? White or Caucasian, African American or Black, Hispanic or Latino, or Asian American?
White.
Thank you. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
A graduate degree in teaching.
Thank you. And how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger, for whom you are the parent or guardian?
None. Zero.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go to the next one. The first one is the Teachers Union.
I'm not familiar with any of those people.
Okay, what about the Mayor Kevin Lincoln?
Well, I voted for him.
Okay, do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable?
I would say favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Well, okay, very, I guess.
Okay, and the last one is Interim Superintendent Tracy E. Miller.
I don't know them.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one you don't know too much, just tell me, and we'll go to the next one. First one is Magnet School in Stockton.
Say that name again.
Yes, Magnet School in Stockton.
I don't know.
Okay. What about traditional public schools in Stockton?
I'm not affiliated with any of them. I don't think they're doing a very good job.
Okay. Would you say you have a somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable opinion?
Unfavorable.
Okay. What about private and parochial schools in Stockton?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
I'd say somewhat.
Okay. And what about public charter schools in Stockton?
I have no opinion. I'm hoping they're favorable. Okay, I'll say somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. Now, what are some reasons for your somewhat favorable opinions of public charter schools in Stockton?
Well, they seem to stick to curriculum.
Thank you. Now, would you say education in Stockton is headed in the right direction or is it on the wrong direction?
I say wrong direction.
Okay. How important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's need? Very important, somewhat important, not that important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Thank you. Do you think the local public schools in Stockton need to change a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
Okay. From what you know or have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the numbers of public charter schools here in Stockton?
I'm in favor of it.
Okay. Do you strongly favor or somewhat
favor?
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools. For each one, please tell me if you think that it describes public charter schools very well, somewhat well, or if it does not describe public charter schools well or does not describe them at all. The first one is, are public schools, does it describe it very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Are you talking about charter schools or regular?
Yes. Charter schools.
Well, I think they're performing very well.
Okay. The sentence says, are public schools. How well does it describe it?
I would think charter are better than the public.
Yes, but with this phrase, public schools are public, public charter schools are public schools. How well does it describe it? Do you think it describes it very well, somewhat well, does not describe it well, or does not describe at all?
Does not describe it well.
Okay, what about charter schools serve mostly students of color?
Well, I think they're fine. I'm favorable to that, if they want.
How well does it describe it? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Somewhat well.
Okay. Charter schools are non-profit. How well does it describe it?
Very well.
Okay. Charter schools are open to all.
Describes it very well.
Okay. Charter schools serve mostly low-income students.
I don't want to comment. I don't understand that very well, so go on.
Okay. Charter schools are tuition-free.
No, they're not.
Okay.
Well, maybe they are. I don't know.
Okay, charter schools help improve the entire public school system.
Not very well.
Included some top secret files with the sensitive.
Thank you. And over the past year, has your opinion of traditional schools become less favorable, somewhat more favorable, or has it not changed one way to the other?
Less.
Okay. We're almost done. And what are some reasons your opinion of public traditional schools has become less favorable over the past year?
Because the teachers don't listen to the students, and it's teachers are taking over parent roles. That's very unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you. And if a candidate running for office supported increasing the numbers of public charter schools in Stockton, would you be more likely or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote?
Most likely vote for them.
Okay. Thinking of some more about local elections, many people we have spoken to, they say they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, Congress, and other mayor offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Never, rarely, sometimes, or always?
When they're on a ballot, I vote for them, so I always vote for them.
Okay. Which one or two pieces of information make you the most favorable about public charter schools? Is it that the public charter schools support different learning styles, encourage more parents' input and involvement, enroll children of all skills levels and backgrounds, are managed independently for local school districts, give quality options to families who would not otherwise have them, are free and open to all children, are smaller schools that offer more individualized attention, or none of these?
All of them.
All of them, okay. Thank you. And moving on, how would you rate the opportunities for high-paying jobs for someone without college degree in the greater Stockton area? Poor, not so good, good, or excellent?
Not so good.
Okay. Next, please listen to a proposal that is being considered here in San Joaquin. The proposal is to create an early college high school program. This program provides high school students free college credits and careers-focused pathways. These students will graduate high school with an associate's degree from college, have paid meaningful internships, and be ready for jobs or for further college education. Do you support or oppose this proposal?
I oppose it.
Strongly or somewhat?
I strongly.
Thank you. For which one or two of the following, if any, do you get most of your news about national and local issues? National network, TV news or cable? Regional newspapers such as Sacramento Bee or San Francisco Chronicle, local radio stations such as 19 National Public Radio, social media, local TV news, local newspaper such as Stockton Record, local blogs or websites such as the 209 Times.
Stop you right there. I'll stop you right there. I watch Fox News.
Fox, okay. Thank you. And just a few more questions for statistical purposes. I'm sorry, can you hear you?
I said I'm trying to watch it right now, and
okay.
I'm missing some of it. So
just the last question. Are you currently employed, student, stay-at-home, parent, retired, unemployed, or looking for work?
I'm retired.
And in politics today? Are you registered as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I'm a Republican.
Okay. Would you consider yourself a strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
Well, it depends. Yes, I'm fairly strong.
Okay. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
I don't know.
Okay, that concludes with our survey. I thank you for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye.
Bye.